My rich uncle gave me a dollar for my third birthday, and on each birthday after that, he tripled his previous gift. So how much money did I get from my uncle on my eighth birthday?
$243.
$243. So each year your uncle gives you a gift, he gives you, on your third birthday, you get a dollar. And on your fourth birthday, that's triple. So you multiply that by three, right? On your fourth birthday, how much money do you have? $3, right? And then it triples again. So how much money do we have on our fifth birthday? $9. And for my sixth, it triples again. So I have $27. And it does this again?
$81.
So how much do I have on my seventh birthday?
$81.
$81. And lastly, you multiply it by again. So for my eighth birthday, I have $243. So this is one way to write out this problem. We can see that we got a dollar, and we multiply it by five times. So it's 1 times 3 times 3 times 3, 3 times 3. Which can also be written as 3 to the 5th, as a power. And that's our lesson for today. We're going to discuss exponents today. So the definition of a power is it is a numerical expression that expresses repeated multiplication. So this 3 times 3 times 3 times 3 times 3 can just be written as 3 to the 5th. And a power has a base and an exponent. So in the example we have 2 to the 5th. 2 is the base, 5 is the exponent. The base is the number being multiplied. And the exponent is how many times you multiply it. 2 to the 5th would equal 2 times 2 times 2 times 2times 2. 5 times. So we can read this as 2 to the exponent 5 or 2 to the 5th. And for simplicity, if we had 10 to the 2, that's also 10 squared. So if we have anything to the power of 2, we usually say it's the number squared. And if we have anything to the number 3, we usually say it's the number cubed. So this would be 10 to the 3 would be 10 cubed. So with that in mind, I want you guys to complete exercise 1, which is to write out each expression as a power and then evaluate it. Okay, let's take it up together. Who wants to give me the answer to number 1 as a power?
4 to the power of 5.
4 to the power of 5, because there are 5 fours multiplied together.
1,024.
Yeah, and that equals 1,024. How about number 2? 13 to the power of 4, because there are 4 13s multiplied together. And what did you get as an evaluation?
28,561.
That's right, 28,561. How about number 3?
8 squared times
3
to the power of 4.
Times 3 to the power of 4, that's right. Okay, listen up everybody, because this one's a little bit tricky, right? You have two different numbers, but you can only put things to a power if they have the same base. So we have two 8s, which gives us 8 squared, or 8 to the 2. And we're multiplying it by 3 4s, which gives us 3 to the 4th. So that's why it's 8 squared times 3 to the 4th, because there's a multiplication symbol there separating them. Yeah, and what's the evaluation of that?
64 times 81.
Mm-hmm, 64 times 81, which equals?
5,184.
That's right, 5,184. Okay, how about number 4? 6. What is that as a power? Yeah, go ahead.
6 to the power of 1.
6 to the power of 1, and that just gives you 6. So any number by itself is to the power of 1. So this 6 can be written as 6 to the power of 1. 54 can be written as 54 to the power of 1. And that simplifies to just the number itself. How about number 5?
9 to the power of 3.
9 to the power of 3?
2 squared.
Multiply by 2 squared. Same idea as number 3. We have 3 9s being multiplied together. So it's 9 cubed. And we have 2 2s being multiplied together. 2 squared. And this whole expression is being multiplied. So we're going to multiply in between here. So what does that give you?
729 times 4.
729 times 4 Gives you 2,916. Okay, how about the last one? 1 cube. 3 ones multiplied together. And that gives you? 1. Another tricky one. 1 to the power of anything will always give you 1. Okay, moving on. Multiplying and dividing powers. So, an expression like x to the power of a times x to the power of b, where x is the same number and a and b are integers, is called a multiplication of powers. And this can also be simplified if we have the same base. So in your example, we have 6 to the power of 4 times 6 to the power of 2. So how we're going to get to this is we're going to expand this out. So it's going to become 6 times 6 times 6 times 6 multiplied by 2 sixes. And from here, we can drop the brackets because it's just multiplication. And now, as a power, what does this give you? Can someone tell me?
The power of
6. 6 to the power of 6. Right. So that's multiplication of powers. An expression like this, x to the a divided by x to the b, is called a division of powers. And this can also be simplified as we did here if the base is the same. So in the example, we have 10 to the 9 divided by 10 to the 5. So we're going to expand it out. So you get 9 tens divided by 5 tens. And you want to write it out this way because it's easier to see once we cancel out. So can we simplify this anyhow?
Yeah. Cancel out all the tens in common.
Cancel out all the tens in common, right? So we have 1 at the top. And 1 at the bottom, we can cancel out, and that becomes 1. How many of those can we do?
5
of them. How many are we left with? 4. So what does that simplify to? 10 to the 4th. You're going to complete exercise 2, which is filling in the table. That involves both multiplying and dividing powers. Okay, we're going to take it up now. So we can see that number 1 was given to you. 5 to the power of 5 times 5 to the power of 3. 5 multiplied 5 times. And 3 multiplied 3 times. You get, if you collect all of those, it's 5 to the 8. How about number 2? 9 to the 1, which can also be set as 9. Because we have 7 9s and 6 9s. You cancel out 6 of them, which all become 1s. And we are left with 1 9, which equals to 9 to the 1. How about the last one? Does someone want to give me an answer for the last one? Times 2. And at the top?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is the reason why I told you, a lot of you, to write it out in fraction form. It's a lot easier to see if you write it out as a fraction than it is if you write it out, if you expand it this way with just a division symbol. So here we can see what we have to cancel out. What can we cancel out from the top and the bottom?
We can cancel out 2 2s.
2 2s. And 1 7. And what does that give you?
2 times 7 to the power of 4.
7 to the power of? 4. See, there's a 1 here. You can put a 1, an imaginary 1 here, but we don't have to. If you didn't write it as a fraction, it might have been a little bit more difficult for you to get the answer. So when you have questions like this that involve 2 numbers, you might want to write it out as a fraction. But did any of you notice a certain pattern that was going on with these questions? Did you notice anything? Any tricks you could use? Yeah, go ahead. Exactly. When you are multiplying powers, you can add the exponents together to give you the answer. Like the first one, 5 to the power of 5 times 5 to the power of 3. You add the exponents, 5 plus 3 gives you 8, so it's 5 to the power of 8. And the second thing he said was when you divide powers, you can subtract the exponents, like we did here. 9 to the power of 7 divided by 9 to the power of 6, 7 minus 6 gives you 1, and we're left with 9 to the power of 1. We're now going to move on to power of powers. So an expression with x to the exponent a, and then all of that to the exponent b, that's called a power of a power. power. And this expression can always be simplified. And we'll see how in just a second. So we're going to simplify the expression 7 to the 4 to the 3. So we're going to deal with the outer exponent first. Okay? So we take 7 to the 4 and multiply 3 times. So 7 to the 4 times 7 to the 4 times 7 to the 4. 3 times. The whole expression in here. And can someone tell me what we can simplify that to easily without having to write a whole bunch of 7s?
7 to the power of 12.
7 to the power of 12. How did you get that?
I added 7.
You add 4 plus 4 plus 4. Gives you 12.
Yes.
So you can use your what you learned from this exercise, and you're going to use it to do exercise 3. Simplifying the following expressions as a single power. So you can get started on exercise 3, and we'll take it up in just a second. Okay, we're going to take it up. Who wants to give me what they got for number 1?
3 to the power of 24.
3 to the power of 24. We got that by 3 to 6 times 3 to 6 times 3 to 6 times 3 to 6 4 times. How about this one? 15
to the power of 5.
15 to the power of 5, because we only have it one time. So it just gives you that. And how about the third one?
9 to the power of 6 times
4 to the power of 4. That's right. So this is what we're going to do. Remember what I said before? You want to multiply everything that's in the bracket this many times. So we're going to take 9 to the 3 times 4 to the 2 times 9 to the 3 times 4 to the 2. See how we did that 2 times? Right? And instead of writing this out, we can just add the 3 and the 3 together from the 9, because they have the same base. So it's 9 to the 6. And we have 4 to the 2 times 4 to the 2. 2 plus 2 is 4. So it's times 4 to the 4. So your final answer is 9 to the 6 times 4 to the 4. Now, did we notice another pattern while completing this exercise? Right. If you multiply both the exponents, we'll get the answer at the end. So 6 times 4 is 24. 5 times 1 is 5. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 2 times 2 is 4. So we have a bunch of exponent laws that are listed for you. So when you're multiplying powers, x to the a times x to the b is x to the exponent a plus b. When we're dividing powers, x to the a divided by x to the b is x to the a minus b. And when we have a power over power, x to the a to the b is x to the a times b. Okay, now we're going to move on to zero and negative exponents. So the examples that we saw so far have all had positive exponents, but it is quite likely that a power has a negative exponent and the exponent is not positive. So an expression x to the a, where a is less than 0, is called a power with a negative exponent. And if a is equal to 0, so x to the 0, that's called a power with a zero exponent. Okay, so for example, if we're simplifying the expression 6 to the 5 divided by 6 to the 5, right, we know that using exponent laws, 6 to the 5 minus 5, which is 6 to the 0. And if we had 4 to the 8 divided by 4 to the 10, right, we'd have 4 to the 8 minus 10, which would give us 4 to the negative 2. Right?
Yeah.
So in the example, we're going to complete the following table from 2 to the 1 upwards. And then using the pattern that we see, we're going to complete the rest of the table. So I want you to take a moment, try completing the top of the table first, and then I'll continue with you. Okay, so 2 to the 1 is? 2. All together, guys. 2 to the 2 is?
4.
4. And 2 to 3 is?
8.
8. So we can see a pattern. You're multiplying by 2 every time. So if we're moving down the table, what are we going to be doing? From here to here, we're dividing by 2, right? So if we go upwards, We're multiplying by 2. But if we go downwards, we're dividing by 2. So from here to here,
1.
What will we get?
1. 1. 1.
So we're dividing by 2. And using fractions, what will we get here? Choose the negative 1.
1/2.
1/2.
Yeah.
How about dividing by 2 again?
1/4.
1/4. And lastly, all together, what will we get?
1/8.
1/8. So from here, we can see that 2 to the 0 has a value of 1. And so this is the same for all powers. Any power raised to the exponent 0 gives you a value of 1, no matter what this x value is. Okay, now we can also see the pattern here. We can also write 1/2 as 1 over 2 to the power of 1. 1 to the 4 can be written as 1 over 2 to the power of 2. And 1/8, 1 over 2 to the power of 3. Do we see a pattern here?
Yes. Yeah.
What's the pattern?
If the exponent is the higher the exponent gets, the more you have to multiply it by 2, but the lower it gets, you have to divide it by 2.
Right. Do we see another pattern with the negative exponents?
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
If it's 2 to the power of negative 2, then it would be 1 over 2 to the power of 2.
Exactly. So a negative exponent, right? A power with a negative exponent can be written as 1 over that power to the positive exponent. So if we had x to the power of negative n, we could write it as 1 over x to the n. And so, guys listening, powers with negative exponents can be written in 2 ways. Either way is acceptable. X to the negative n or 1 over x to the n. And those are your more exponent laws, these two. X to the 0 is 1, and x to the negative n is equal to 1 over x to the n when n is positive. There's an exercise on 0 and negative exponents. So can I get you guys to complete that exercise? And then we'll take it up in a couple minutes. Here we're going to take it up. Who wants to give me number 1? 3 to the negative 8 becomes? 1 over
3 to the power of 8.
1 over 3 to the power of 8. That's right. How about the next one? This can be thought of as a two-step kind of problem.
We change the negative 3 to 9 to the power of negative 12.
Yeah, 9 to the power of negative 12, because you multiply these two together.
And it becomes 1 over 9 to the power of 12.
1 over 9 to the 12. First, we use the exponent laws of a power to a power, right? So you multiply a times b, the two exponents together. So negative 3 times 4 is 12. So you get 9 to the power of negative 12. And using our exponent laws for negative exponents, we converted this to a fraction, 1 over 9 to the 12. How about number 3? Seems a little tricky. Yeah?
0.
Not quite. Not quite 0. Yeah, go ahead.
1.
1. And do we know how she got that?
Yeah.
Because we have 5 to the negative 6 times 5 to the negative 2. 5 to the 2, we get 5 to the negative 4. To the 0, that just gives us 5 to the 0. Gives us 1. Okay, I'm going to explain it again.
Yeah.
So 5 to the negative 6 times 5 to the 2, we're going to use our exponent laws of multiplying powers. So that means adding the exponents. So negative 6 plus 2 gives us?
Yeah, 2 to the power
of negative
4. To the power of 0.
Yeah? Negative 4, right? And 5 to negative 4 to the 0, multiplying powers, of a power of power, negative 4 times 0 gives us 0. So 5 to the 0, we know that for 0 exponents, it just always equals 1. Anything to the power of 0 equals 1.
You really need to do that because you can tell from the beginning when the things in brackets and there's a zero above it, you know that anything to the power of zero is automatically zero. So you don't really need to do the exact.
Did we hear what he said? You didn't need to do any of this.
Well, yeah, because there's a
zero?
Because we can see that there's a zero here and it needs to be multiplied in. So somewhere along the line, some number is going to be multiplied by zero. And that's still going to give us zero. So we know that this answer automatically is going to be one. That's another trick you can use. So good job for noticing. And so now the lesson is done and you can get started on your problem set.